This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for Making Yourself at Home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Hello, hello, here it's Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM, your voice, your choice. We are here in the studio making ourselves at home on this beautiful day of Monday, 11 a.m. And looking forward to a new interview today. And first of all, I want to say good morning to Amna, our co-host.
Good morning, Elena.
How are you today?
I am well. How well, about you?
Yes. As well as we can be, right?
Yeah, I know.
It's a beautiful day outside, so we are well. And I'm happy to introduce our guest today, who is Fabian. Fabian, he's originally from Germany. I really like that he wrote his age. I know for men, maybe it's not so important. He's 48.
I am.
He's a proud dad of 5 kids. As I said, he's originally from Germany, and he made New Zealand his home. As I see here, he has some law degrees in Europe, 2 lifeguarding, swim teaching, and managing now Fulton Swim School here in Taranaki.
That's right.
I imagine that it's a quite a big step and big challenge from Germany to New Zealand to come here, and I'm looking forward to know more about your journey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes.
Welcome.
I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention I'm also married, because that didn't come into my introduction. So I'm still married to the woman that I have the 5 kids with. So
yes.
Just
wanted awesome.
To mention
oh,
that.
Beautiful.
So it's the whole family came, including the dog.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. And I mean, I know that you are married. And
yeah.
I know,
yeah.
So you're
I didn't put
wife.
It in when I, you know, in my introduction, yes. But it's obviously very important.
It is
it's
very
important.
It
of my
is.
Life. The
yes,
biggest,
yes,
really.
Yes,
yeah.
Your status, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. And since Elena mentioned you're 48,
yes.
What is the secret behind it? I think I look 48 in front of you. You look 35.
Thank you.
What's
yes.
going on here?
I don't know. I didn't know that it was going to be a secret that I was not supposed to put in
my
age. I think I'm quite transparent.
We need to know the secret.
Oh yeah, yes. We can go into all the secrets later.
I think
I'm quite happy with my age, really. I don't feel 48. I don't feel 35. I feel just the way I am. So I think having kids keeps you young, keeps you on your toes. So I mean, I'm happy where I am now. I wouldn't want to be back at 25, 20,
yeah.
30.
Mm.
I'm really quite relaxed with my age, with the situation I'm in now. So I can be. I'm just as open as a book, really.
That's nice. Wonderful.
Yeah. Wonderful. So tell us, when did you come to New Zealand and what brought you here?
So that's a bit of a long story.
We arrived.
We have
1 hour.
Yeah, we have 1 hour. That's good. So we touched down in Auckland on the 26th of March. I only signed my contract mid-December in 2024. Prior to that, I came over here to visit my daughter, who was on an OE, an overseas exchange in Napier. We made her pretty much go to New Zealand because she wanted to do an OE in an English-speaking country. She initially
yes.
wanted to go to the US, but we said, nah, not having it, not US, for obvious reasons. And then we looked at prices, and you know, Ireland was the same price as New Zealand, and I had been to New Zealand 20 years ago. So I knew the country and the people, and I told her, well, listen, try New Zealand. It's a really cool place. Mm. And at first, she wasn't so excited about it. But then a month into her stay, she phoned us up, said, hey, Daddy, the people are so nice here. The people are so cool. They're so friendly. And I said, well, you know, I told you. So I came here in October 24. I had a week's holiday, and I took 1 week of educational leave before that. So I had a 2 week stint here. So for the first week, I did English course at the language school, and the second week, I was kind of transported back to my mid-20s. I hired a little camper van, and I toured the whole of the North Island. To
nice.
Went around various swim schools in Auckland, Tauranga, Napier, Wellington, and 20 years ago, I hadn't I didn't have the time to do the East or the West Coast because we spent so much time picking apples in Nelson. We just got, we just lost time. And so I went around this part of the island and I thought, this is a really cool place. And this was actually my last interview. So I had like 4, 5, 6 interviews, like spontaneous ones, some kind of pre-arranged. And this was my last interview and I was thinking, okay, this is gonna be it. But I also had like not bad experience. You don't really have bad experiences when you have an interview. People are generally nice, but it just didn't work out. And then on my last interview, I was like, okay, if it's not gonna be this one, then it's not meant to be. Mm. So it's a kind of attitude where I thought, whatever, you know. Mm. And I met this lady who's now my general manager. And we met up and it was an instant vibe there. And it was a really good conversation. And about after an hour, she said, okay, we want you. We want you.
Amazing.
Mm. Yeah, and I was wearing my orange sunnies, the ones I have with me now. So it was like this, you know. And it was a really cool interview we had. And then we kind of tried to figure out how to get my whole family and I over to New Zealand because it's not that easy.
Mm. No.
So they, and they were actually, there was a vacant job here. So they were looking for a site manager here in New Plymouth. And so then they made everything happen for us. And then after I signed the contract mid-December, we sold everything, got rid of everything, almost everything. A lot of stuff we had to throw out because we just didn't have the time. Mm. So we had to kind of organize the whole move, the whole shipment, everything within 3 months. And having 5 children, that wasn't the easiest. So everything happened really quick. And then my wife had never been to New Zealand. Mm. So she just trusted my judgment on it. And it's a kind of move that really paid off. We're happy. We don't really want to go back.
Yeah. And I know you have also different ages children. Are you okay to share the age?
We have 5 children. The oldest is 17 in March. Then another boy. He's 15. I have problems getting it all together. 15 in October, 12, another boy, 12 in November, and then 2 girls, identical twins, 8 in May. So they're 7.5 now.
How sweet.
Yeah, really cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And is your wife also working here?
No, she's not working. She's on my visa, so she's on a work visitor of a worker visa, so she can't work at the moment.
She's
got loads of ideas, so we're just basically waiting.
I know your wife, so I know she's full of ideas.
Yeah.
She's a lovely, lovely person. I hope she's listening to us, and it's very nice to see her energy each day when I go to school. It's nice to catch up with her.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah. I couldn't have done it without her. I mean, it's really,
you have to have
we love it here, and we think it's the right move. We did the right choice, made the right decision. But you have to be very stable in your relationship, and you have to be happy in the place that you are, and you need a good partner to do it with. Because although we love it, it hasn't been easy.
Yeah,
it's not been easy.
I was about to ask you, how is it going for her? Like, how is she settled? How is it for her, the move? For you, you came through a big process. You were looking for a job, and then you brought the family here.
Yeah.
Usually, it's the wives or whoever the partner is. They uproot everything, and they start all over again.
Yeah.
So how is it going for her?
I would say that, I mean, she loves it too. She doesn't really want to go back. It's not an option, but saying that she has to do most of the work because she's got the kids most of the time. Mm. She has to do everything, hold everything together at home. I have it easy because I meet new people at work. I have work colleagues that I can, you know, communicate with all day. And I have a sort of structured, I have two structures. I have my work structure and then I have my home structure. And for her, it's probably a bit harder than for me.
Yeah.
Not like language-wise or anything, but just to kind of find her own rhythm and find her own way. But she's tough. She's tough and she's very, she thinks ahead, like most women do. They think ahead, like years ahead. And it's good to have someone like her who's very
Resilient.
Very resilient, very strong, very tough, has a very strong opinion, very strong mind, and it just carries. She just carries all of us, really.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
A big applause for the wife.
Yes.
Yes, I'm all for it. Yeah. She hears us. Yeah, well done, yeah. Julia.
Well done. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I never wanted to have children until I met my wife.
Aww.
And then now we have five, so that just goes to show what kind of woman she is. She just changed my whole life around, and then that's probably why she also trusted me to come to New Zealand and make that move, because we just bounce off each other, we complement each other, and she has like qualities and features that I don't have.
Bless you guys, honestly. This is such a sweet story, honestly.
Yeah.
We should have had both the husband and wife.
Yeah,
we can come back.
We would love to.
To come.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day, another day. Right?
Maybe you can have her like
separate
without me, and then see how that kind of works
out.
How it
goes, right?
Yeah.
And tell us, you said that you really love New Zealand, and
yes,
you really love here what is happening in New Zealand. What are the things specifically that you do enjoy?
I would say that the people make the country. So we don't have to talk about the obvious kind of nature treats you have here in New Zealand. Everybody knows, you know, everyone who's on social media, everyone who knows, who's, you know, looking outside the box and seeing different parts of the world, always wants to come to New Zealand. New Zealand's on the map.
Mm.
But it's really the people that make the country, I feel. And especially in Taranaki, people are just generally easy, laid back, really forthcoming, helpful, and welcoming. It's when I came here 20 years ago, it's the same vibe that I had when I came in October. So I hadn't been here in 20 years, but when I was flying into Auckland, I was really calm. And it's been like that ever since I've been here. So it's the same kind of vibe that I had 20 years ago that I have now. And especially in Taranaki, it's the epitome of Kiwi life. You have the beach, you have the mountain, you have the bush, you have the easy life, the people in their shorts and their sandals, even in winter.
I know.
It's just so easy, it's amazing, you know.
Right?
You've got the best of everything here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially for the kids. I mean, they go to school barefoot. You can't do that in Hamburg, in Germany. You're not even allowed, insurance-wise, to walk around barefooted in
Health
Germany.
Health and safety, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Then tell us about Hamburg. How is Hamburg?
Oh, I mean, I was born and brought up in Hamburg most of my life, so I know it inside out, and it's a cool place. It's the second largest city in Germany, but it's a big city. What can I say? I've kind of outgrown it. I'm 48. We were seeking, and my wife's the same age, actually, sorry, but she doesn't mind. She's actually older, but we've just outgrown big city life. Big city life. It's just, it's polluted. It's a lot of people there. It's over 2 million people. We lived right in the city center. It's we just wanted to change ever since we met, because she's been abroad too, and I was educated abroad, and she spent time in Spain, so she speaks a lot of different languages, and so she's a very international person. Ever since we met, we always had this kind of question lingering, is Hamburg gonna be it for the rest of our lives? And then of course we had five children, so you kind of, it's not like at the forefront of everything, but it's still lingering in the back of your mind. And once you answer that question with yes or no, you say yes, okay, when you sit with it, even though you might feel uncomfortable or you feel like there's something else out there, that's all good. But if you say no, then you have two options. You still want to sit with it, or you want to do something else. And we narrowed it down to New Zealand, because that's the experience I had. It really came down to it had to be an English-speaking country. Canada was on the list, but it's just too cold.
Right.
It's just too cold. But
yeah.
I thought Canadians are nice. Canada's a beautiful country. Yeah. And it was always going to be New Zealand or nothing, really.
I mean, we were living, so my husband is also from Germany, and he was living in Hamburg.
Yeah.
And it was our dream to move there. You know, we had an apartment and everything, but we didn't find a job, so we came to New Zealand. And I really loved Hamburg. But I understand, you know, moving with the kids, New Plymouth is much nicer than Hamburg, and you have more free choices here than in Hamburg. Yeah,
yeah, and it feels a lot slower. And that's really what we want. It's not necessarily what our kids wanted, because they like big city life. And sometimes they struggle with like spontaneous visits, like, or to hop on a bus or a train to go to meet their friend. That's not really happening. So when they go on a party, you have to drive them there and pick them up.
It's a great thing that you brought up, because this was in my discussion with my husband last night regarding, you know, spontaneity. You know, like he said that mainly in Germany, you know, you could just go to the neighbor and ask, you know, let's have a play date, or, you know, just knock on the door. But here, obviously, it's quite different.
Yeah.
Did you find that here also, or?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I've been asked this for my wife and I, for the person, do you like have trouble kind of settling in with friends or meeting new people? Because I work so much and she has so much on her plate with her kids, we're fine with just being in our bubble. We're just happy to be where we are, because that's the life we lead. Yeah. So, but for the kids, it's a bit different. They have to kind of plan their dates ahead, because sometimes it's like they have to drive miles to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And just the other day, my daughter was invited to a party in Okura. So we had to pick her up at like 12:30 at night, and I had to be back at work in the morning at 7. Oh God, this is, you know, we brought our kids up to kind of to this big city life where they just hop on and off and go back home and go wherever they want.
Yeah.
Now it's like we're taking a step back, so to speak, to kind of picking them up and driving them to places and stuff. And like, oh, so we're struggling a little bit with that, but it's still early days, so. They just have to have a driver's license, like pretty soon,
exactly.
You know, once
we've
settled in. So, I mean, let's say 4 out of 5 children really love it here. One is struggling a little bit because he's just missing his friends, a lot of his friends. Romy had her 1 year in Napier, so she knows what life is like in New Zealand.
Mm.
Whereas Charlie, the second born child, he's still kind of, his heart is still in Germany, you know, his friends are still there, so he's talking to them like in the morning, because then it's evening in Germany, so he's talking to them almost every night, and I really feel it. But the others love it, so 4 out of 5, that's a good ratio, that's okay at the moment, but I hope he's going to really settle, and he's loving playing rugby.
Yeah.
So hopefully, and he's going to sign up to a rugby club. So hopefully, he's going to find some friends there and really kind of connect with them. So, but when you ask our kids, do you want to go back to Germany? All of them say no. Apart from Charlie, he would say yes, but yeah, maybe. But he sees the benefits.
Yeah.
You know, for example, school, the teachers are much nicer. Mm. They give you reassurance, like in whatever you do.
Mm.
So. I mean, he's a bit slower with the adjusting.
Yeah, I think it takes time for kids also.
Oh, totally.
Some kids tend to settle in very quickly, and they tend to make friends pretty quickly as well. Whereas some kids take their sweet time. So
we're easy, but we're not concerned.
Yeah.
But kids are so close to your heart. You want them to be happy instantly, and when it's not happening, you still kind of, you know, weighs heavy on your heart.
Yeah, and then I think you start second guessing also. Did we make the right decision?
Sometimes, you know.
Is this even working out?
What's the price, you know, for what we did? But I think or my wife and I'm trying to kind of really look ahead into the future and not like from term to term.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is a plan. This is a life plan we have.
Mm.
So I really hope it's going to work out for all of them. I don't want to leave anyone behind in that family, because we are a very close family, and obviously we want him to voice his concerns about our decision, and he's entitled to that opinion. But we're trying to really make it happen for him too.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I really hope it works out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because when I have 2 kids also, 9 and 6. And when we moved here, I think I just wanted to leave within a few months. I said, I don't want to live here.
Okay, where did you come from?
I came from Pakistan, and it's been almost 3 years here.
Okay.
And now when I look back and I'm like, why were you so dumb? I don't want to go back anymore. Yeah. Like, I just want to stay here.
Yeah.
And it takes time. The place kind of grows on you. It's just that you need to give it a chance also.
And oh, totally.
Because
yeah.
I think I settled, and with me, my kids started thriving as well.
Yeah.
But they're just social that way, so they made friends, and they were okay. But I think I was the one who was struggling. Yeah. But eventually, I think this is it. I don't want to move. Because there's a lot that when I think about my kids, I think there's a lot that this place has to offer.
Yeah.
That I don't think so anywhere else I'd be able to find all this in just one place.
Yeah.
Especially when you have kids.
Yeah, and I know that now. I mean, we know it for sure that this is the place that we want to live.
Mm.
So going back to Germany is really not an option. It's really not an option. And I can even remember like the first night we spent out in the garden in the house that we rent. We're sitting and we're looking out into the sky, and you know, my wife was picking her nose, and she said, "Oh, it's all clean." You know, and in Germany, it's like, you know, you pick your nose and it's full of boogers, and it's like it's basically dirt.
I agree with that.
Yeah?
I was thinking about this yesterday. Oh my God, that when I go back to Pakistan, everything is dirty.
It is.
Even the snot is dirty. Yeah. But here, it's so squeaky clean.
It is.
Please, if anybody is getting disgusted, this is it for us, that we've seen this difference. You guys have been living here for the longest time, so I think you guys don't know the difference. But you're right. I agree with your wife on that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's a healthy lifestyle, you know. And I think New Zealand is one of only 5 countries in the world that meets the World Health Organization's air quality standards.
Yeah.
You know, and Hamburg is it's a big port, so we used to live close to the port, and every year you have like an air quality index coming out.
Mm.
And Hamburg, where we live, the harbor is the worst.
Yeah.
You know, in whole of Germany.
It's a good thing because the air is so clean here. Everything is super clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where at least I come
from. That's
why
we are, you know, walking barefoot.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody has to worry about kids walking barefoot.
Whatever you find in the grass, like we found in Europe, a lot of things in the grass.
Yeah, things you don't want to find in the grass.
Yeah. Back home, if kids would do that, I think they have to go for pedicures every week. It's so bad.
It is, I know.
But the last time we were in Pakistan has smog usually in November when it gets really polluted. And we were in Pakistan in November and everybody was saying, just go, just leave, go get clean air, get your lungs cleaned. And honestly, we could actually breathe here. It was so difficult there. So even the white shirts get so dirty there, and white stays squeaky clean here.
Totally. Mm. And but really, we have a dog, so we walk the dog on the coastal walkway, and it's just so nice to be by the sea.
Mm.
I mean, I love the mountains, I love the bush, I love countryside, but I just really love the sea. I love water in any form, really. And when I'm close to the sea, makes me happy.
Yeah.
Double rainbows make me happy. Never seen one of them before.
Yes.
So there's double rainbow or the halo around the sun.
Yes.
You don't get that in Germany either. So
beautiful, right?
You have some really cool treats here.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that makes me happy in my age now.
Yeah.
So seeing a double rainbow, it was like, wow.
Seeing the halo was
and
I started taking pictures and I posted on Facebook, has anybody seen this?
And
people were like, this is usual here. I'm like, not for me.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
But how did you move from law to swimming?
I don't know, really.
I've
always had a really big passion for swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was a little boy, my dad used to take me swimming every Sunday. I'm self-taught, so I did one course, like beginner swim course when I was little, and then never took swimming lessons. COVID was really the turning point when I've been involved in education for 12, 13 something years. And then COVID came and I was fed up with working in school. I had school kids who would attend school, and I was working in school, 2 different schools, and I was just fed up with the school system, and that really was a bit of an abrupt change, because we had to kind of not work in school, but have to work online. And I saw what it did to the kids, and I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. And then this ad came up. So I started as a lifeguard, you know, looking for lifeguards in a big pool, second largest pool operating company in Germany, looking for lifeguards. And then I had my lifeguard certificate, and I applied for a job. And then I also did a course to become a swim teacher, because I saw how kids swim or could not swim, and I always enjoyed swimming. So I thought, okay, that could be something. And then this job came up as a swim instructor and manager of a swim school. Never done it before, but I thought, okay, you know, they will tell me if I'm doing a bad job. So I just applied, and I managed it, and then, yeah, that's me. And I love it. I love working with children. I love swimming, so that's kind of blends into one another. And now I'm here.
And I remember when I met you, you were so much excited about, you know, full-time swimming school, and you were telling me, you know, you bring your children here.
It's a very, very cool swim school we have. We have a really cool program which really works. I can say that now. We do it so differently in Germany. We work with a lot of, at least here in New Plymouth, a lot of young instructors. They're so kind, they're so motivated, they're very skilled, and they're so nice to the kids. You know, it's all smiles, it's all like cheering on kids and celebrating small successes, huge successes. The program really works, and in Germany it's very regimented, it's very strict. And a lot of kids, well, I think that goes for any kind of education institution in Germany. It's very hard on kids. Whereas here, it's like, all right, bro, let's go. Let's just do take on the challenge you want. And if you kind of fail, then you just do it again and you feel better. Let's take it from here. And it just works a lot better for children. And that's the kind of style I like to work in. That's my approach to education. You know, you just... You just give the thumbs up, and even any small effort that a child puts in, you have to celebrate it. And we do that a lot in Fulton, you know. And that really excited me, and still does, because it's a cool place to work. It's a really cool place, and it's the culture of the company as well. It's like, it's what makes New Zealand. It's like, you know, they say culture beats strategy for breakfast, and it's like that. It's it's just easy to work with, and you just kind of try to kind of really indulge into that, and it comes easy to me.
And it's very interesting that, you know, like Germany is more of a strategy, right?
Yeah.
And to have a plan for the future, and New Zealand is very much with living the moment.
That's it.
And for you, was not challenging to adapt to that, because obviously it's something that it's in you, right?
It comes natural to me. That's the way I want it. I want my kids to grow up in a system like that, or in an environment like that. And that's also one of the reasons why we came here. We wanted something else for our children. When we asked ourselves the question, do we want it, is this going to be it forever? Obviously the children play a big part in that decision, or even asking the question, because do I want my kids to grow up in this environment? And the answer was no. And it really paid off here, you know. They really love going to school. They love it, and they never did before. So, you know, that's paid off.
Wow.
Yeah. I have two of my kids swim at the swim school as well, and it's amazing how much progress they make.
You know. By reinforcing, right?
That's it. And it can be very simple. You know, and if you have a good program, if you have a good idea of how you want your kids to progress, and you have a really nice instructor too, like a buddy, then that's so easy for them to kind of really progress. And I think that goes for school as well.
There's no stress, and kids don't get conscious. They don't lose their confidence also.
That's exactly it.
Did your personality change when you moved to New Zealand?
No, I'm too old for that. I don't change anymore. No, I do change. I do change, but...
You know how you come from a specific society, culture, upbringing, there are people almost more or less like you, and then you move to a completely new place and you see, oh, so this is nice. And does the bubble burst, or is it like, I can adapt to it easily and this is exactly what I wanted? Or do you kind of mold yourself according to the...
No, it didn't take me to... I'm just the way I am, and I chose this country.
Mm.
So I knew what I was letting myself into.
Mm.
And there's very specific reasons why we came to that country, and that's the kind of mentality, the mindset that people have here.
Mm.
I know that it's probably different when you move to a big city like maybe Wellington or Auckland. People have a different pace.
Mm.
But it's the overall outlook on life, the overall kind of idea of how you want to live your life that really kind of resonates with me.
Mm.
And I'm like a Kiwi.
Yeah.
So I'm relaxed. I can, you know, really adjust and be easy about it. I've outgrown Germany. I've outgrown this really regimented structure, fast-paced life, and you only after titles and new achievements and new awards and more money. And it's so much more to that.
Mm.
And I've found that here is like especially true. For New Zealand.
It feels like more like you are a Kiwi lost in New Zealand.
In Germany. maybe. But yeah, like I said, we chose this country for the exact reasons that we want to have it a bit more chilled, a bit more relaxed.
Do you guys, it's more or less the same question, though I think I know the answer, but do you keep the culture alive at home? Like we are Germans and this is our language and this is our culture. Do you do that with your kids?
So in Germany, we started speaking English with our kids because we didn't want them to understand what we're planning, like birthday parties and, you know, when we like discussing stuff that's not supposed, that's not for their ears, we would speak English. And one day, oldest daughter came, you can start German, you can start speaking German again, I understand everything. So they would watch English movies at home. And then now that we've moved to New Zealand, we speak German again. So we speak German at home because they speak English in school and with their friends.
Yeah.
We want to have them speaking their own, like their mother tongue. So we are speaking German at home, and we're still going to have our Rheinischen Sauerbraten for Christmas. We're not going to have a barbecue. We still have the German kind of food that we always have for Christmas. It's just going to be in the sunshine, you know. It's just going to be a little different, yeah. Yeah, so we'll try to keep some traditions alive, but we're not so rooted in, like, I wouldn't even say that I'm particularly German or my wife is particularly German. She's been abroad a lot of the time in her education and life and then just traveled a lot. She speaks, I don't know, Spanish, English, Dutch. She can read Farsi and read Japanese and bit of Russian, and so she's very international, and I was educated in the UK and in Scotland. It's easy for us to.
So I think this was, you know, part of your upbringing, you know, to be more international in Germany.
It is. Totally.
And I'm sure, you know, like for me it was also quite challenging in Romania to fit in, because I always felt that I'm not at home in my country, and when I came to New Zealand I felt like I'm home here. And sometimes it feels like, you know, even though you are born somewhere, maybe you're from somewhere else, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love Germany, and I think Germany has a lot to offer. It's a beautiful country, has a beautiful architecture, has a great history, some darker parts of it, of course, too, but it's a cool place. It really has a lot to offer, and I have really not many bad things to say about that country, but it's just... I love the lifestyle that people live here. This is just a little bit more chill.
It's more chill, right?
Yes, it's like if you go across the border to the Netherlands, they are more chilled than Germans.
Right.
When you go to Denmark, just another 1.5 hours from Hamburg, they're a bit more chilled. So the Germans can take a bit more of that, you know, easy life attitude.
Yeah. And it's like when my mother-in-law was coming last year, you know, from Germany, and... we took her here. She really loved New Zealand, you know, even though she's like pure German and she's with structure and everything. She really enjoyed, especially the Maori.
Yeah.
And I took her to the Zumba place, and she really liked the Maori, that they are very strong and yep. the way they are acting. And yeah, so I can see that there is a lot of growth.
Yeah, totally. And I found I'm not, well, my wife, she wants to learn Maori. Of course, she's on a visitor's visa, so they offer it at some schools, but she can't do it because she's a foreigner and she's on a visitor's visa, which is a shame because she really wants to be part of it, a part of the society. But the kids obviously have Maori in school, and the German pronunciation of certain words is very similar.
Similar, exactly.
Yeah, so you pronounce every letter.
Yeah.
You don't swallow it. Mm. So the kids are really taken into, you know, they love it. It so comes easy to them. So they even sing the national anthem, the Kiwi national anthem, even the Maori part.
Mm.
And their pronunciation is super nice. And Louis, our third born, he really kind of, you know, gets going when it comes to the haka and all that. They put him in the first row in the school haka. He loves it. He really loves it. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
I know. I think when we're in, like right now, we're all from different countries. And back home, we all have these strings attached. Like you have to be a certain way. You have to act a certain way, say things a certain way, do things a certain way. And when you leave that place and you actually find yourself, that's when you realize that you had so much potential and there's so much fun stuff going on that you're missing out. And that's when you feel grounded. Even for me, when I moved from Pakistan, even though I've lived there my whole life, but I think I found myself in New Plymouth. Like, this is who I am. And I didn't like that version of myself that I had to please everybody else. Mm. I had to be a certain way, like you have to have a job and certain degrees and be a certain type of a mom, like you do it all. But here I don't have to worry about all that. And that's what's the best thing about living in New Plymouth.
Yeah.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.